Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Bagsy.
Hey.
Hey.
Just before we get into today's episode, of course, we have our Patreon, which you can join. Just go to the link in the bio. That's where we do our live streams. And also, if you're missing out on some of that bonus bedroom banter on Apple Podcasts, you're listening on another platform, that's where you can get the bonus bedroom banter right there.
Yes, and I hope you're listening to real news as well. Real news, AI voices, real
But this
news.
Is us. This is us. This will always be us.
This is us.
The real us. Like, I can touch you right now.
Yeah, don't though.
Why?
Just because it would be weird. But I have some newsy stuff. It's weird.
I didn't touch you.
I know. We did that thing that you do. I'm not touching you, but your finger's really close to them. I have some newsy kind of
I'm
stuff
39.
To tell you. I know you are. But this is newsy, but I think you're both going to love this. Have you heard the rumours about Michelle Obama?
No. What's going on?
The rumour is that in May, which is soon.
She's coming to Australia.
No, but better. She, Joe Biden, is going to step down. And she is going to step
Thank God.
Up.
Thank God. That's the best news ever.
I know, right?
Let's get that on real news.
I know, right? I hope, wouldn't that be a great day when that is the actual real news all around the world? So the story, the rumor is that Barack Obama is quietly going around the place raising money for the campaign.
Yes.
And building the campaign, but it's all in train. It's all being planned.
Wow.
And that,
what a move.
Yeah, that Joe will just quietly say in May, I'm too old for this shit.
Everybody
knows that.
Yeah, thanks for playing. But
thanks for coming. Yeah. I'm going to step aside. And the new Democratic candidate is, in fact, Michelle Obama.
That's amazing.
The election's in November.
Yeah.
So I think that would be literally the biggest game changer in the history of politics.
First female president. Black,
I mean, female black president. Amazing.
Like, how great.
And I think, you know, Democrats and lefties in America would say, yes.
Yes.
No dramas at all.
Yes.
Happy to go with that.
Because Clinton came very close in that 2016 election, didn't she? She was really close to
Trump. Absolutely. In fact, she won the popular vote. So it's a bit like in Australia where you can win the most votes, but you have to win the most votes in the most states. So she definitely won a lot of vote, but Trump won the most in the most states.
And so this is the time. If there was ever a time for this to happen, it's this year.
But I think the Obamas are more popular than the Clintons. There is definitely,
of course they are. Yeah. No, I guess my point is, is it like... this probably gonna sound a bit fucked up, but is America ready for their first female black president.
No, I know.
Think if there's ever a year, this is the year. Like,
it's we've
been through the Trump, we've been through COVID.
It's huge.
It's now time to actually just move forward.
It was a big deal when Obama was elected, a black president, and it was going to be a big deal when Hillary was elected, the first female.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying.
Warmed up enough that this can happen now.
I think it could happen. And I think if anyone, Michelle Obama could do it.
But middle America?
I do think, I think they'll still vote along the same lines as they always do. But I think there is that huge portion of the huge number of people who, frankly, are probably pretty reasonable people who not only don't want to vote for Trump and would never vote for Trump,
but this is a great option.
Republicans who don't want to vote for Trump, but who are also saying, yeah, but Joe Biden is very old. We don't think that he's quite on the ball anymore.
Yeah.
He's not that great an alternative.
Yep.
So I think there's a huge number of people who are just looking for a reasonable alternative and she provides
this is the most reasonable.
Yeah,
this
totally.
Is so it makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Totally. I read an incredible stat the other day that Bill Clinton was elected president 30 years ago.
Mm. Oh wow.
And he is still younger than both of these candidates.
Shit.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
That's what they're up against at the moment in this election.
Right. Okay, that's the greatest. I think that's made my year.
Well, we'll know soon enough. I mean, as I say, the election's in November and they're talking about this being
when you say rumors,
planned for May.
Where are you getting this information from?
Well, anywhere. If you Google it, you'll read it on all the top political sites in America. And mm-hmm. it has just been commented on by Karl Rove,
and who's
a big Republican.
To be very clear, we are recording this episode on Friday the 9th of February. So it was recorded a little while ago.
I first read this a week ago, and at that time it was a bit of a kind of a weird rumbling and it's really gained pace. And now people are saying, yeah, they're hearing that Barack is actively fundraising. So obviously when he starts doing that, that's when the news starts to get out. He's talking to people. So that's when the rumors become a bit stronger because then people talk to people and that's actively working and asking for money, asking people to get behind them, to get ready.
America needs this.
A date is obviously being discussed for May.
America really, really desperately needs this to happen.
Also, the other thing that happened obviously a few weeks ago was that Trump lost one of his court bids that he's involved in. And this one was the one where he was trying to push through this legislation that would mean that presidents and former presidents were immune from prosecution for anything. He wanted to make it that and former presidents of America could never be prosecuted for anything.
He lost that.
The court said, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Calm down, buddy.
You can't just go and commit crimes because you've been a president or a former president. Yeah. So his reaction to that was...
He's so... cooked.
Unbelievable. His reaction to that was, without presidential immunity, the presidency will lose its power and prestige, and under some leaders will have no power at all. The presidency will be consumed by the other branches of government. And that is not what our founders wanted.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So it's hilarious that he's pushing forward this idea that somehow every other president for 300 years has managed,
been making crimes.
No, well, it's like they've managed to get through presidency without being charged with crimes. But now he's pushing this agenda that, it's just impossible to be a president without being charged for crimes. So we've just got to make it that no one can charge presidents because that's just all part of being a president. Mm.
So
what a fascinating time.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes it less scary if she...
2025 would feel like... So, guys, the last 5 years were pretty wild, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or even 8 years.
Yeah. Somehow it feels like if Michelle Obama is in the race instead of Joe Biden,
Righto.
It feels a bit more like there's an adult
running
there are
the
adults
world
back
again.
In the room. Mm. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Secrets and sparkles. If you have a secret, you want to share it on this podcast. If you're new to the podcast, all you need to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page as well. You share your secret, we change your voice, and you can remain anonymous.
Okay, let's do it.
Hi there, guys. Just wanted to share that I am the product of an Australian cult, a very well-known Australian cult that started down in Geelong. There's been podcasts and TV shows and Current Affair and all sorts of stuff about it. I am friends with a lot of people who have also left the cult. And we bond over having religious trauma and all these different things. But what no one knows is that I'm Buddhist now. Michelle, I know you are as well. So I know you'll probably understand where that comes from, but I'm very proud of it and very thankful for it, but I feel like I can't tell anyone that has also left the cult because they're so anti-religion because of what the cult did to us.
Yeah, I know. Most people are pretty positive about Buddhism, though, I find. Something that people often, when they start to learn about Buddhism, they sometimes get a bit tripped up by some of the teachings early on. Like, for example, the teaching of non-attachment, when Buddha talks about not being attached to people.
Mm.
And sometimes people think, oh, is that like, is that saying, you know, you shouldn't be so into your family and so into your... And
sure.
It's not. Because that's obviously a cult.
Yes.
Cults oftentimes want to separate you from your family and separate you from your friends and stuff like that. But it's not. Attachment in the Buddhist sense, another word for it is grasping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can love people, absolutely, but not be grasping for them all the time.
Sure.
It's about, learning to be in relationships with people that are...
Have boundaries.
Have boundaries, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That are more equal and where you can just kind of sit comfortably with people. So
if that's
any help to you, when that comes up, sometimes that scares people, that teaching of attachment. It can be worked through pretty quickly just by reading some stuff about it and reading different definitions. And because all of Buddhism is coming from different languages, Sanskrit and Tibetan and things like that. So it's just about how it's translated into English. So, you know, you can find different translations that make it make better sense.
You can understand, though, coming out of a cult, you would be anti-religion. So you can understand why the people that have come out of that cult with her are going, why would you go into any kind of other religion?
A lot of people who have trauma associated with religion of any kind, with mainstream religion, who have sexual abuse related to religion or anything, are just anti-religion.
Of course.
Right? Absolutely.
Because this is the thing that they went to for a safe place that became the most dangerous.
Like, for example, I was raised in the Catholic Church and I know a lot of people who were victims of sexual assault, childhood sexual assault in the Catholic Church, and a lot of that came about because people were so trusting of the clergy and just refused to hear a bad word about the clergy.
Sure.
The way that we treated clergy was crazy.
Mm.
Just no questions asked, you know. And so a lot of people just think, oh, well, anytime there's that kind of setup, bad things happen. And that is the way all, you know, formal religions work. There are and again, I had to come back to it again, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City I've spoken about before. Part of my interest in that show is they talk a lot about the Church of Latter-day Saints, about being Mormons and about the problems with that religion.
Right.
Similarly. So, yeah, I get it.
Who cares as well if it's making you happy?
That's like, it. If it's bringing you comfort.
Yeah, who cares?
From your trauma. Yeah. And I had to get to that point with my mum too. My Buddhism helped me to understand why Catholicism is so important to my mum, because Buddhism brings me so much comfort. And then I realised, okay, now I get how Catholicism brings my mum comfort. And so that helped us kind of heal our religion-based
differences.
Problems.
Yeah. No, great. That's awesome. How do you file that one?
I think it's perfectly understandable that your friends struggle with it, but I hope that maybe you can explain it to them that way. I hope that maybe you can tell them, confess, come out as a Buddhist one day. That would be really good. And not have to hide things and lie to them, because I know you've got a trauma bond with them and you don't want to have to hide things from them.
Can't you just say, this is what I'm doing? When they react, tell them, shut up, move on, I'm enjoying it, and then move on to the next conversation. Does it need to be this big discussion?
No, well, maybe they've just got a really strong bond because of what they've been through, and I hear what she's saying, that they might kind of try and rescue her from it.
Mm.
You know, like, they've got a really peculiar bond. People who come out of cults do, and you can hear in her voice that she's, you know, it's a
nervous
really
about it,
big
worry.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you don't have to tell everyone is the other issue.
Mm.
Maybe there's one or two people who you might find more receptive.
All right, here's our next secret.
Hi, guys. Love your show. So I'll set the scene. My mother's pretty fastidious. She likes things neat as a pin. She has a particular love of hosing down her concrete. And about 20 years ago, when I still lived at home, we're on some pretty heavy water restrictions due to drought. And I said to my mother, you probably shouldn't be washing down your concrete every day. And her response was, well, I pay for it. It's my water. And so I was pretty worried about the water situation. So I rang the local water board. I dobbed her in and she got a $1,000 fine, which back then was a lot of money. And she doesn't know it was me. She thinks it was the neighbours. She hasn't spoken to the neighbours since.
Well, you are walking the walk, girl. I mean, you know, yeah. I get it. I get it. I mean, yeah, my parents were the same. I think Mum did give up watering the concrete.
That was a thing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
To water the concrete.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get it real pristine, clean.
Yeah, because they'd always done it.
With the gurney?
No, just with the hose.
Just the hose.
And then eventually she got the broom out and she'd sweep it. But, yeah, it was just to have leaves on your driveway just drove her crazy.
Yeah.
She couldn't handle it. Mm. And remember in Queensland, that was like they got to the point where was one side of the road was allowed to use their
water
hose.
Water their lawn. Yeah.
You remember it was all that?
Or wash their car once a month.
Yeah.
And with a bucket of water. You couldn't even hose your car.
No, she was doing all that. She was putting the buckets in the bottom of the shower and using her shower water to water the lawn.
We had an egg timer in our shower.
Yeah, same.
Did you?
It's so funny. Like
what was going on there?
We had no water, mate.
The drought.
It didn't rain for yonks. And now my kids, like Louie in particular, take such long showers. It drives me crazy because I still, after that period of time, take really quick showers, you know? Maybe 5 minutes. But I remember as a kid, I would take 20-minute showers. I'd have the stereo going.
You're not paying, mate.
I'd be dancing.
Yeah. As soon as you start paying, you're like, fuck.
Well, even then, I enjoyed a shower so much. But then living through that period in Queensland, I got used to having 3-minute showers.
I think half the news bulletin at night was basically on Water Watch. Like, it was like the last bit. They do the weather.
Yeah.
And then they'd spend 2 minutes explaining to everyone where we are with the Hins Dam.
Yes, the Hins Dam.
The Hins Dam, which is like the major dam, one of the big dams up there.
Oh, my God. I remember the photos of the dams. It was the same in Victoria, the photos of the dams.
Yeah. But dobbing your mum in, I mean, that's the actual issue that I have here. I don't understand. But dobbing your mum in and then she gets a fine. If I dob my mum in and then she said, oh, Simon, I've got a fine for $1,000 and then I was the one that dobbed her in, I'd feel fucking
extreme.
Horrible.
It is extreme, but she's tried. She's tried to say, Mum, stop watering the cement.
There's many lessons to teach your parents sometimes, but I just feel like
finding
them is pretty. Because the neighbours where she lives and then she liked them.
It sucks that she thinks it's the neighbours and hates the neighbours. That sucks.
Just turn the tap on.
I respect this lady for walking the walk, for just going, I've got to stop her. I've got to stop my mother. She has to be stopped. Yeah, if they're doing shit that has to be stopped, you got to stop them. If it's family, but you got to stop them.
Bloody hell.
I mean, if they're throwing cigarette butts out when it's a bloody high fire danger or whatever they're doing, they do crazy shit, they got to be stopped.
Yeah. Discipline your parents. Yeah, that's the annoying thing, right? When they won't listen to you, I guess you do have to go and do something like this. I'd still feel so horrible.
I know.
Sitting there when she's like, oh, I got $1,000 fine.
It's like, you know, in the old days when parents would call the cops on their kids, isn't it? Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, it's reverse.
Yeah. Love it. Perfectly understandable.
Perfectly understandable.
It's tough love.
It is tough love. That is tough. All right, let's get into our next secret.
Hey guys, just listening to some of your podcasts that involve people losing condoms up inside them. And it's hilarious because I worked in an industry, in the sex work industry, where if it was a full service place, you'd be having sex. And if it was a dance place, you'd be dancing. And you still need to earn money when you're on your period, obviously. So I would put a sponge up inside that area so that no one would know that you had your period. You could still have sex. You could still dance. No one would know you had your period. And after about a week, my period was gone. I was getting really, really bad stomach cramps and decided to just have a check. And sure enough, there was a sponge in there that would have been there for 6 or 7 days.
Days?
So stuff can get lost up there, guys.
What? It
happens all the time.
Yeah, the old sponge. Yeah.
So you know about the sponge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, she said you can have sex with the sponge in there. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
What do you mean that's the whole point? Well, because I feel like you'd feel that.
No.
What do you mean no?
You
educate
would not,
me here.
You would not
if
know.
If there is a sponge in a vagina, I feel like I would know.
No, not a fucking car sponge.
Okay, because that's what I've got in my mind right now. How big is this sponge?
No, it's a sea sponge, a little sea sponge. Or we did use car sponges, but we cut them up.
Oh my god! Yeah. How? But they're all like they're all coarse.
Wet them and cover them in lube. Yeah. And you,
I'm just picturing like the head of my dick hitting this sponge over and over and over again.
It must feel like the inside of a cervix. But we use the car sponges very rarely. Usually sea sponges. Do you know them?
Yeah. But they're, once again, still coarse.
No.
So they just...
Never in my life have I known a man to go, that feels funny. Never.
No, that's true. But
never.
But we didn't know about this. No. None of us knew about this until now.
That's
I'm the only one finding...
That's the point.
I'm going to be sharing this at the pub going, boys.
Yeah. You're not meant to know.
I don't talk like that, but, you know.
Boys.
Boys,
they're witches. They're tricking us into having sex with them when they've got their periods.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say, did you know they use sponges? Actually, this is what I do a lot, right?
Tell me.
When I'm catching up with mates after this podcast, I go, you wouldn't believe what I've heard this week.
This is what they're doing. You're not going to believe what they're doing.
I'm actually a spy, guys. Yeah, I'm here as a spy.
Gather around.
Taking information and then sharing it with the male species.
This is how we fool you into having sex with us when we've got our periods. Well, this is how...
Once again, you can... Yeah,
this is how sex workers do it.
Sex workers.
But also, I did take this home with me. And I took the sponges home with me too. Did steal sponges. I'm so sorry, Miss Vic. I did steal sponges from work.
7 days, mate.
I didn't leave... You don't leave them up there for 7 days. You leave them up there for a shift, whether at work or at home. But, yeah. So you get the sponge, sweat a little bit, cover it in lube. Up she goes. And no one can tell it's up there. You've got a period. It stops the flow up from up top.
And you got space down below.
You got space down below. From the cock perspective, it must feel like the inside of a cervix because no one ever went, hey, what gives? No, that never happened.
Yeah.
And then at the end of a shift, out she comes.
Yeah, make sure you get it all out.
But sometimes they'd get stuck. Sometimes you'd have a girl come down and go, I can't get the sponge out. And so just this is a tip for young players, just have a bath and relax. Just have a warm bath.
There you go.
And relax.
Hot tip.
You know what it's like sometimes when you're trying to get something out and you get more tense as you get more worried. So it's just like, have a bath.
There we go. How do you file that one?
I love it. I love it.
You love it.
I love it. I love it. I mean, I don't love it. I don't.
A 7 day sea sponge.
None of us loved it when it happened, but but I love that you've brought sponges to the table, metaphorically speaking. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we could share sponges with those who didn't know. So if you've got a partner who's
a bit
squeamish,
share sponges, guys, that's not a good
idea. Share sponges. But if you've got a partner who's a bit squeamish about period sex, gosh, we should pop this under educational in the podcast.
I don't think there'd be many people that wouldn't be shocked by this one.
Really?
A 7 day
The 7 day sponge, but just the art of sponging using sponges. And do you remember the episode of Seinfeld when Elaine was using sponges for contraception, and she only had a certain number of sponges, and I think they were going out of business or something, and she was deciding who was sponge worthy, what of men that she knew, and so it was who she would have sex with because she only had a certain number of these sponges left, and she was like, he's not sponge worthy. So I don't know about using it as contraception. I don't understand that. I wouldn't trust it as contraception.
It could slide to the side.
Oh, yeah, I don't get that. Because in sex work, you're still using a condom.
That's probably why you can't feel it.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Piecing everything together here. Okay, let's get into our final secret for today.
I'm married with two young kids, and when I had my youngest, my husband came out to me as gay. I knew he was bisexual, but when we had our baby, I think our baby was a few months old, he came out to me as gay, and past the initial shock, I was very, very supportive. I was his biggest hype man. I'd be a wingman for him because I was very understanding that people are who they are and you can't change that. So if I wanted to remain friends with this person, I really had to be supportive. And we had separate houses, all these things, and basically his family have found out that he is living in a separate place, and when they were a bit confused about it and brought it up because he hasn't come out to his family, he only came out to me, he said that, sort of threw me under the bus and said that I kicked him out, and now his mother especially thinks I'm evil and he's family hate me, and they think I'm this big bad ex-wife that just hates him and wanted to divorce him.
You've got two ways to go. You either stop caring what they think or you tell them the truth, because this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm outraged.
You're outraged?
I'm outraged.
Yeah.
Firstly,
shitty on his behalf, like for him to, you know.
I can't believe you just were like cool with immediately that, I mean, if you were.
One supporter.
Yeah,
you fucked your number one supporter, mate.
I mean, what? And well, I was just going to say, fuck that being his number one supporter, to be honest. He came out as gay when you just had his second baby. Oh, fuck off. You might have said.
Before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's
you might have said.
There's a few layers here, really, isn't there? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's number one hype, man. I mean, you've got a bit on. You've got some things to do rather than hyping him up. You've got two small children. And then he is too fucking scared of his family to tell them, so he lets them think that you've kicked him out and you've ended the relationship. Mm. My Christ. As I say, either you just don't have anything, well, you can't have nothing to do with them because they're the grandparents of your children.
Yeah, and it sounds like she really, like, respects them and likes them.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah, yeah. And it sounds like she respects him, so it's kind of like,
well, yeah,
what do you do?
I'll tell you what you do. You ring her up and you tell her. I would give him a deadline.
Give him a deadline. I think give him a deadline. Yeah, tell your mum or I'm going
either
to.
Either you tell your mum.
Yeah, I think that's a better way to go about it.
By Thursday lunchtime.
Thursday. Fucking hell, it's Wednesday now.
Exactly. or Tuesday lunchtime. Either way, Friday fortnight.
Right.
Either you tell your mum. Just draw a fucking square on the calendar.
Yeah.
Either you tell your mum or I'm telling her, because this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And plus, you need babysitters because you need to get out and about. You need to get his family involved in babysitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fuck hyping him up, mate. You need to get out and about, and you don't need to be hanging out at gay clubs with him.
It's funny that we're talking about this in 2024, really, but I guess there are some families that are still very judgmental of this topic, right? So therefore,
they're going to be shocked. They're probably going to say the same thing I did. You might have said.
Yeah.
Before you got married and had two babies, but that's by the by. Good for you.
Yeah.
And now you can have it all.
Yeah.
Terrific. You can be yourself and you've got kids. That's great. And it's going to work out great. For the time being, let's support the babies and let's support the mother of the babies, because really, you've dumped her right in it. So let's all do that. And plus, he should get a stern talking to from his family about leading them astray for this period of time and letting them think that she has been a bitch. I'm furious. I'm absolutely fuming.
All right.
I tell you what, Easter is going to be very tense.
Easter?
If I'm there. Oh, I tell you what.
Okay. Not Anzac Day.
Oh, no. Well,
it's an Easter situation.
Yeah, I probably won't. You know, Anzac Day doesn't have to be a family event, but Easter, my Christ. When I rock up with the deviled eggs, it's going to be drama.
All right.
Woo.
If you have a secret you want to share it with Michelle, go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. That is it for today's episode. You can also join our Patreon where we do live streams now as well. Just go to the link in the bio for that. We will see you next Thursday.
Yes, but you've got till Friday fortnight to bloody tell your mum.
Fucking hell.
Oof.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.